Hello, my name is Anna Marzia. I'm an independent journalist from El Paso, Texas, covering intersectional politics and the climate. Now, I'm a student at Princeton University studying law, politics, and economics with minors in Latin American studies. The article that I've chosen to talk about is published in The Nation last year. It speaks about a new OSHA regulation by the Occupation and Health and Safety Standards Department of the United States underneath the Trump administration. It discusses how these laws have gotten looser and potentially made working outside fatal for a lot of workers in the South. For the piece, I interviewed workers from Arizona, Texas, and Alabama. They explain how their jobs, whether it be in carpentry, electrical engineering, or just housework, was getting more and more dire. The piece was very, very timely and kind of hit close to home as someone from El Paso. A lot of the conditions these people were working in was over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. OSHA, which before had a lot of heat standards and now has them loosened, created a lot of problems for these individuals and their livelihoods. A lot of my sources were part of labor unions and spokespeople for their labor unions. Several of these sources wanted to make a difference. I had people from the Workers' Defense Coalition speak to me. I had people that had previously spoken about heat regulation safety standards, and even individuals that were speaking on behalf of people in their communities, like undocumented people who might be working in these conditions but will not have the opportunities to speak out for themselves, especially in a time like this. So a lot of these sources were coming to me from a place of concern for others. The people organizing these unions were speaking on behalf of their union and not having an organized way of kind of speaking out for themselves. I think building trust is one of the most crucial things, especially in stories like this, where you're speaking to vulnerable populations who are not just talking about something that has happened to them, but continuously happens to them. For this story, the climate, and will only get worse and has gotten worse. I think these people are working on doing something that is needed now more than ever. And as a journalist of color, reporting on this was something that was really valuable to me.